Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got all three of them. All three there. If you like to type, we have a long one. If you don't like to type, we have a short one, or whichever one you can remember. Maybe that's the most important way to do it. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Justin Kitch is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the CEO of Homestead Technologies, and they're all about websites. And we're going to talk about that with our new friend, Justin. Justin, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. And, Justin, what I want you to do for us, if you don't mind, is give us a little bit of a tour of, you know, where we've been with websites and where we are and where we're going.
Well, I think that's an excellent way to start the discussion. The truth is that 5 years ago when Homestead was just starting up and we were first offering websites to small businesses, I spent a lot of my time trying to convince small businesses that they needed a website. So that was sort of the first generation of websites. And business owners, rightly so, were asking, you know, why do I need a website? What's it going to do for my business?
That was kind of at the end of the period when a lot of people still thought the Internet was kind of a toy, not a tool.
That's correct, and it wasn't very clear to people what the actual benefit was to their bottom line. You know, a couple of years ago that changed, and the attitude switched to that everybody understood why they needed a website.
Because you know why that happened, don't you, Justin?
Well, will you tell me?
Because I told them.
Well,
on the show, I told them.
I have to say, I was kind of wondering why it happened so quickly like that.
Absolutely. No, I told them on the show, you got to have a website. If you don't, you're wrong.
Well, that explains a lot, and I am deeply in your debt, sir, because they started flocking to Homestead.
Do you have my address to send those checks, by the way?
You haven't been getting them.
I haven't been getting them. We have to work on that.
Oh, we might have an address problem.
Maybe so. All right, now go ahead.
A couple years ago, I think that attitude definitely changed, and people started to realize that, you know, the Internet was this fabulous marketing tool. It's available. It's like having your store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and available in every city in the world. And that's a very powerful thing. Of course, with that comes a lot of fear and unknown, because you have to put up something that's going to put your best foot forward, and you don't really know what content to put on the page, whether or not to try to transact commerce right on the page. Some businesses don't have any commerce to transact online, and so maybe they need to be taking reservations if they're a restaurant or a doctor, or doing email newsletters like you just mentioned in the lead-in. And so that shift has caused a lot of confusion and uncertainty. And so today, I think we're in the second phase or generation of websites where people are not just saying anymore, I need to have some stuff up there, I need to have, you know, a brochure, so to speak, but they're now starting to ask themselves, I need to have something up there that's really, in some ways, my most important marketing tool, and how's that going to affect my bottom line, and what the heck do I do? How do I get it going?
Well, exactly, and one of the things that I think people are, not everybody yet, unfortunately, because there are still a couple of people out there who don't listen to the show, but most people are still saying, are actually now saying, they're saying, you know, if I need a sign out front of my traditional business, if I need a door and I need to unlock the door to let people in, then I also need a website.
Absolutely. Now, if they don't listen to your show, Jim, I'm not sure we should even bother thinking.
Well,
about
I agree, but we're going to give them one more chance.
Okay.
Justin.
Okay.
But now, what do you think that the average small business owner is a little bit intimidated by the process of getting a website in terms of who do I contact, how much time does it take, what's it going to cost, and, you know, how do I maintain it, all that sort of thing? I mean, a lot of traditional businesses that are just now getting into this, you know, they may not even know how to get their own domain name.
Yeah, you know, intimidated maybe is not quite the right word. I think frustrated is the right word. There have been a lot of hucksters out there over the last 6 or 7 years that have sold a lot of bad promises about websites. They've come in and charged thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars to business owners. and they've built sites that either never got completed or did get completed but never really were functional and didn't live up to the promise. And in many cases, you know, business owners say, well, forget this. I already got burned once. Then they'll maybe go out and try to do it themselves. And, you know, Homestead, of course, is a do-it-yourself website provider, and we've made a great business doing that. And we see a lot of customers who come in with their tail between their legs pretty frustrated about some previous bad experience. And it's either been an experience with a consultant who charged them too much money, or it's been an experience where they've tried to bang their head against the wall to learn HTML and build
You know, another thing, Justin, I've actually seen happen is where people would actually be held hostage. Their websites would be held hostage by people.
I've heard many stories like that where they tell them they're going to charge you $3,000 and you pay them $3,000, and then they say, oh, well, you know, I ended up spending an extra 200 hours on this. You owe me another $6,000.
Well, even if they charge them more, if you're tired of that person and you want to move your website somewhere else,
yeah.
You know, you basically can't get it out of their hands.
Yeah,
so there's been plenty of horror stories, but we don't have to do that anymore, do we?
No, and I really would encourage business owners who are frustrated or unhappy with their website, which, by the way, I think is a large majority of the people who have websites that are business owners, to look at services like Homestead. We have a new service called Homestead Quick Sites, and what this is a way to try and become a friend to the business owner when it comes to IT and web development. Where we've gone out and built relationships with hundreds of third-party professional web designers, and they've pre-built websites for every conceivable business, whether it's a restaurant or it's a doctor's office or a massage therapist or a gardener, you name it. There's a website or probably a half dozen of them there. The customer comes in and simply chooses one of those websites and can go in and immediately start adding their own information without messing with the design.
So can they can literally build their own website on your without knowing HTML, that sort of thing?
They're not even really building it. They're just tailoring the information, adding their logo, changing the address on the map, things like that.
Right.
The site's already been professionally designed. They're just going in and tweaking the information.
Mm-hmm. Now, this do you consider
really
this key. To be a do you consider this to be a first generation website for businesses? In other words, you know, we're our website is 8 years old, and I mean our URL, I guess I should say, is 8 years old, and we're probably in our fourth or fifth generation of what our website looks like. And so would you consider this to be a first generation for folks?
I would imagine this is more likely a second generation.
Most
people who are coming to us have already tried it once. What they've got is something that is not very good looking.
Hold on to that thought, Justin. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to have to sell some things. We're going to come right back after these messages with our new friend, Justin Kitch. He's the CEO of Homestead Technologies, and we'll be right back. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our new friend, Justin Kitch, is with us. He's CEO of Homestead Technologies, and they help small business owners develop their websites, get rid of the frustration, and make the website look like they want it to look. And you know, folks, over the years, as you know very well, I've worked really hard to make sure that you knew the importance of websites, that you knew the importance of having them out there. I've talked about this. I've had many, many experts on the show talking about this. I've introduced you to other people who either have or do what Justin's organization does, and that's make websites available to small business owners in a way that's a lot more user-friendly than just going out and hiring somebody to build you one all by itself. And we look at these companies, we evaluate them and make sure that they've got what we think that you need. Otherwise, we don't have them on our show. And Justin, you passed the test, so congratulations.
Well, thanks, Jim. That's good to know.
Give us the website, please.
It's www.homestead.com.
All right. Now, tell us what it would take. Walk us through the steps of what it would take to do business with you.
Well, absolutely. First, just fire up a web browser and go to homestead.com. And we have two different products on our website. One is called DIY, which is design it yourself, and that's for the for people who really know what they want to do tend to have a good eye for design and want to get in and start building their site. It requires no HTML knowledge. The product's been around for 6 years. We've had
basically drag and drop.
It is exactly drag and drop, and you can do quite a lot with it. It's extremely flexible.
What does that cost?
That costs roughly starts at $10 a month.
Where's this website hosted?
Yeah, it's hosted at Homestead, but you get your own URL, so it would be.
So it's on your servers.
It's on our servers. That's correct. And
right.
There's a single. That's a lot about what makes it so easy for people is that because it's on our servers, when you are done making your change, you just hit a button called publish, and it just works.
Heard us talk on this show before about application service providers. That's basically what this is.
That's correct. This would be an ASP.
Uh-huh. And you've, yeah. I was telling you about ASPs, back in the 20th century. And this is the 21st century version of a 21st century version of an ASP. And they provide you with the capability, and they actually host the capability on their servers.
That's right. And we were
now,
one of
and
the
that's
first
$10 ASPs. $10 a month.
That's right. Starts at 10. Average is about 20 if you want to have a domain name and email. So it's quite reasonable.
Quick question, though. I want to talk about the domain a minute. What if I already have my own domain name?
No problem. You can. It's very easy to transfer that into Homestead.
Do I have to go back to wherever it's recorded and let them know where to send it, or do you handle all that for us?
We handle it all for you. You do have to send the form to them, but we help you fill out that form.
Okay, you help. See, because folks, for example, if you have your name, your domain name residing at Network Solutions, for example, at NetSol, then somebody's got to tell them where to point the visitors, people who come to your site, where to point that to.
That's correct. A lot of business owners have problems and, just frustrations trying to get that to work. And so we've got a whole team of phone consultants who take care of all those issues, and sometimes the domain name registrars are not friendly about wanting to transfer your domain, which is against the law.
Right.
And we help encourage them to follow the law. So we help out in that area as well.
All right. What's the second product?
The second product is called Homestead Quick Sites. That's the one that I was describing before the break, and that's where you actually go into a marketplace. From our main page, you'll see a link to Homestead Quick Sites, and it's a gallery of over 600 pre-designed websites in over 40 different business categories. And what you do is you go through, you can search through the categories, find the area that meets your business, and you simply click on one of those designs that pops up, and you can immediately see the full design. It looks like a finished website. It is a finished website. The only difference is that the content is fictitious. So if you go in and you're an Asian fusion restaurant, there's an Asian category of restaurants, and inside of that there's 3 or 4 fusion restaurants.
And what does that cost?
And those cost between $99 and $249 up front, plus the same hosting fee. So the hosting fee is going to average about $20, $25 a month.
Folks, I encourage you to, as you know, one of my assignments here is to introduce you to capability that you can go and check out and start there at least. Justin, that's what I tell my audience. When we find somebody who's making something available that we think that our audience might be interested in, we tell them, here are the folks who are running it, and here's how you contact them, and start here. Look at what Homestead has. Look around, see if there's anything else out there that compares, and compare the two and pick the one you want. And Justin, I know you're completely comfortable with the competition.
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, our number one mission is to get people empowered with technology, especially small businesses. And we believe we're the best way to do that. But we believe that if people just get out there and start using this technology for what it's good for, it's going to be good for our business.
Absolutely, that's the right attitude. And now, e-commerce. I've only got 30 seconds. But what if I want to do e-commerce?
Absolutely, we have a whole other product called Homestead Storefront, which is probably the most powerful and simplest way to
build a catalog and everything. Right?
You can build hundreds or thousands of product catalogs.
Wow. Good for you, Justin. Thank you for making this available to my audience and to others. And we're going to get you back again another day, and we'll talk about this some more. Give us your website one more time.
www.homestead.com.
All right. Thank you, Justin. We'll see you next time.
Thanks,
Justin
Jim, it's been
Kitch,
a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with our good friend Alan Friedman. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Mr. Robert Craig to take us out. Baby, I love you. And I-
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.